Okay, here we go. Part two of Pretty in Pink. Starting with chapter 9. So everybody get on your scene selection. Chapter 9, entitled Don't Take Me Home.
Now it's really getting good.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, play. And our DVD player's having a cat. Okay, here it goes. Cats, over here. They're holding hands again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right, Maria.
Weird.
You know Blaine's a good guy because he only unbuttons the top button. Steph is evil because he unbuttons the
top four. Yeah, you can see the whole chest area.
He's in the middle of high school.
This is just so weird. What dude, ladies, girl, mm-hmm. What dude do you know that is like, I want to spend more time with you? When does that happen?
I've been out with guys like, what do you mean?
Oh, maybe it just happened to me.
Guys just that don't want the night to end. And they desperately are coming up with reasons to stay out.
Now I'm embarrassed.
No. You just go out with smarter dudes who have a plan in mind.
That's one theory.
Ah. So, like you're saying, I'm smart, right?
Yeah, you're totally smart.
Okay. I mean, we do spend, like, how many hours?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're always like, hey, yeah, let's do this stuff all the time.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, a first date dude like that?
Right.
Well, I mean, no, is that something right
you would prefer,
that.
Though? Like, the first date,
on
you
first
want
date.
Some guy to be, like, spending, like, tons of time?
Well, I think if I'm almost in tears asking him to take me home, then no, I don't want him to pry for more time.
But that's the thing, though. She doesn't want to take him home. She doesn't want to go home. He's in an interesting situation right here. Because, you know, he doesn't understand. Oh, we missed where she got really pissed off. Great line coming up. Probably improvised. If I was in a Turkish prison, I'd had a great time with you.
What?
Does that make any sense at all?
Can you please talk about something less political, Blaine?
It's awfully deep, Blaine.
Uh-huh.
Turkish prisons.
Uh-huh.
Deep. A little too hip, maybe, Blaine?
Let's go watch MTV. That's too deep for me. I'm sorry. I don't think I can handle that tonight.
He looks like a little bit cute here in this scene, but it's probably just because of the night lighting. Now, if you watch the special features, Molly Ringwald talks about how they did this scene over and over and over again, like so many times.
Because it wasn't believable.
But she had a crush on Andrew McCarthy when they were filming this, so she
had a crush on everybody.
Really?
Like, she liked Anthony Michael Hall when they did 16
Are
Candles.
You kidding me? Now that's really funny. I've never heard that.
Yeah. She's just a little girl.
And then her dad in his robe.
I was just about to comment. Do we all feel that's appropriate? Yay or nay?
Yeah, nay. Because he was just scoping him out. Mm-hmm. He was just watching his own daughter make out with this boy.
No kidding, because he says that he saw it, right? Or no?
And, I mean, when you do that, I mean, it's one thing to do that and not freak out about it. It's another thing to do that in a robe.
Also, can we please just discuss what was just asked of her and how she responded? Are you in love? Yes, I think I am. Okay, I really don't like that. First of all, because I don't think, and you know, a lot of people would argue, the whole high school dating thing, I think it's not, I don't want to say totally not legit, because yes, the feelings happen, blah, 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 but I just think you're too young to even think in a, I don't know, love is a very long-term thing in my mind.
Right.
And I just think saying that in high school is kind of silly.
But you know, like you said, in high school, they do have those feelings still, but they don't really understand them, so a high schooler saying something like that, that's kind of believable.
I'm in love. I just
think
it's silly.
I think Molly Ringwald could say, maybe what she should say is, I'm in high school love.
Or no, just be like, I really, really like him. I'm so into him. I mean, I don't know, love? He was rude half the time. I mean, just, maybe she's just still high from the makeout.
Well, can people in high school actually fall in love? I mean, it's not really an experience I had in high school.
I certainly didn't.
I didn't either, but
so,
I knew people who claimed that they did.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's possible, right? Is it possible? Is it possible to fall in love in high school?
I don't know.
Or are those two high schoolers who made the suicide pact because they didn't because they said they were in love and they felt that they were in love with each other?
No.
And to prove the world wrong, they did this little suicide pact, you know, because everybody was saying, you're not in love, you're just kids.
Hmm.
I mean, that's obviously very sad and extreme, but I mean, there's those people that get married right out of high school. I think it happened more back in the day, but I mean,
is this another 80s thing, possibly? Just like the hand holding?
Love happened in the 80s. It did not happen now. It does not happen now. No,
I think maybe they threw it around a little bit more easily, slug bug. Maybe.
Oh, your voice went out when I hit you on the slug.
I know, because you hit me.
By the way, New Order. There are three New Order songs in this movie.
I'm dancing now.
Which I think is awesome. Like, all the other songs, the Rave Ups in the club, and that other crappy band in the club, and the Belwas Somme Club, like, Round Round Again, those are all just dated 80s music, but even as techno as New Order is, they just rock. They're just awesome. I love that song that we just heard. And they use it as the score. Like, you think it's the score of the movie, because, like, so much of it is instrumental. There's no New Order singing in this movie. But they use three different songs as kind of like an instrumental score to the movie.
Hmm.
And that was one of the ones we just heard.
And see, and I also don't like this. That she just says she's in love. Greatest night. Nothing happened. I just kissed him. You just told your father you were in love with the guy. Okay, but here's my favorite coming up.
I love her dress.
Strong lips. But it's coming later.
Oh, no, I know which one you're talking
about.
When
she talks about Ducky's kiss.
Yeah. Here we go. It's the best. When she put her like that. My thighs just went up in flames. I thought that was just like an awesome description of a good kiss.
Yeah, that is a good description.
Okay, see.
Okay, yeah, this is the funniest thing. I kissed him. That's no big deal.
Yeah.
The prom is huge. So that must be an 80s thing. I'm pretty sure it's an 80s thing. Because when I was in high school, prom was just no big deal. It's just kind of what we did. It was a good excuse to rent a tux, you know? You know, maybe it would have been a bigger deal for the couples, the actual couples, but I think any normal human being, like, after that date, the kiss would be the big news.
Yeah.
The kiss is the news, not the prom.
Okay, I love this dress.
That is a wonderful dress.
Yes, I love, 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 love the dress.
Do you know
dress.
What it looks like? It looks like those Victoria's Secret Dalmatian dogs.
It does.
I like her there. I like her Egyptian look.
I totally love
And
that.
I like
That's
how she changed in between the measures of this song.
Mm-hmm. Makeup, totally. Hair, everything.
Totally. No, yeah.
Oh, Andy, she's the man in the dancing thing.
Yeah, yeah, totally. No, I love her dress.
That is my other favorite line. Why can't we start old and get younger?
Yes.
I think there needs to be a movie about that.
Mm. I think there is actually one with Brad Pitt coming up. Where
really?
He's old and gets younger.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
In some Merlin legends,
What's the length of that dress? I think that's the style of my wedding dress.
It goes down to like her calves.
Yep.
That's nice. It's and you can
There it is.
You can wear fuzzy slippers with it.
And that's going to have white tulle coming out.
Very cute.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad Andy totally massacres it.
Girl. Okay, fine. You finally mentioned it. That is it. That is the thing that pisses me off.
Oh, we'll
She's
get to ha- that. We'll definitely get to that.
No, but like, listen to the setup. Excuse me. I don't know. She talks about how she adores this dress. You know, her butt looked good in it. It was the dress, and look how cute it is. And, you know, she just loves being in it. And then she gives it to bratty Andy, and she jacks it up. She ruins the beautiful dress.
Gives it to her knowing that she's going to.
Really? See, that's the thing. In my mind, it would be, here, you cannot borrow the dress. It isn't yours.
Oh, Maria, you're funny. Iona wouldn't care.
Why?
Because she's very giving. She's a giving person.
I don't like to share. Because you know why? Because you share and then someone jacks up your stuff.
Do you even love how it's V in the back?
No.
Yeah, I don't really like that.
That's okay. Okay.
And the sleeves would be 3/4.
Going back to what she said, though. What did she say about... we missed it. I was going to try to point it out, you guys. But what did Iona mean when she said her date to the prom... She was the only person whose date to the prom had a wife and 2 kids?
Yeah.
Did she mean she went with her dad? Or that she was actually dating a married man with 2 kids? I think
she
meant...
I've always taken it as she went out with a guy who had 2 kids. Like,
okay. For some reason, the way she says it kind of makes me think that she was awkward in high school. Like, back when she was in high school, she was really awkward. And so her dad had to take her to the prom.
I've never thought that. Just because all through the movie, she has crazy boyfriends, one after another. So I just figured, she's always had crazy boyfriends. Yeah.
What is Blaine rolling?
Mean Steph? Steph's rolling something?
I'm sorry.
I get the names mixed up, too.
Yes, Steph.
They're the same guy, as far as I'm concerned. They were my enemy in high school.
With the linen pants and everything?
The linen pants.
Hated those guys. I became one in college, though, because I found this rayon jacket that looks exactly like the jackets they wear in this movie. Actually, my buddy JR that I used to watch this movie with all the time, he owned it because his mom kept throwing it out. And he kept fishing it out of the trash, and he was like, John, take this rayon jacket, because my mom won't let me have it anymore.
A rayon jacket.
And then I lost it. Yeah, it bugs me. We missed one of my favorite Steph lines, where he goes, look, if money's so important to me, money's not important to me. Would I treat my parents' house like this if money was important to me?
I hate this scene, too, because Blaine is totally spineless in it.
Oh my gosh, that's 5 buttons now. He just lowered it another button.
He might as well just take off the shirt.
Chestnut Hills Hunt Club. So is this romantic, ladies? Is this...
Stinky.
I know. That's what you don't see. That's, of course, when we see the carriage rides... going up and down Salt Lake, all I can think of is slow, cold, and smelly.
Yeah. It looks romantic, but it would be very stinky.
I won't hold my breath for a carriage ride then.
You wanted to go on a carriage ride?
Of course not. I think it'd be funny to do.
So that's your way of saying you really want to go.
Yeah, she totally wants to go, John.
Not like for real. Like, I think it'd be such a romantic thing going on a carriage ride.
Maybe I can get him to set my video camera on the carriage ride, and then we can watch a videotape of us like pretending to sit in a carriage. So then it doesn't smell. Then it could be as romantic as this scene, because it looks romantic, but we don't have the smell of this scene.
Right.
See what we've missed. We've missed the transitioning. We've missed the growth that all of a sudden Blaine is to the point that he's like, screw everyone. Screw everyone in my life.
Well,
they can go to hell.
With that in mind, my rayon jacket is just like that one. It's exactly like that jacket he's wearing right now. It was kind of gray, and I could wear it with a t-shirt, and I looked awesome. I wore it when I was a psych major. Because I remember because I left it in one of my psych classes and I couldn't find it again. I went back to the class and it wasn't there, and it wasn't in the school lost and found.
Oh, man.
Somebody horked it. So, you know, this doesn't make sense. Another editing flaw, because the conversation with Steph probably should have happened after this scene. Because, look, Blaine is totally gung-ho. He's into
it. Right. And he is supposedly going to ditch all his friends for this relationship. But
yeah.
You're right. Yeah, the previous scene should have been right after this. And he's like, yeah.
This is it. High school love.
I'm totally gonna do this.
See, look at him. He's regretting it already.
Already? You're right.
It's like, dude, seriously, if you just want some action, go hook it up with Benny.
Okay, here's the scene where we're in Ducky's room, and it's the most pathetic room ever.
Oh, the Smiths are playing. Yeah, I know, that is a pathetic room. What's that poster on the wall?
Please, please,
let me get what I want. He played this song at the concert, girl.
He did.
He played this song, but he didn't play There's a Light That Never Goes Out, and he didn't play Suedehead. Suedehead. Hello.
Why is Andy shopping in the grandma section? Look at those tights. Look at those tights.
That is the sexiest prom dress that she's looking at right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding.
With the leaf applique. Belt slash.
The blanket top.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think Pretty Woman stole this scene here?
You know, I never saw Pretty Woman.
Really? Yeah. Well, there's a scene just like this.
Really? It looks just like she looks at the tag and then looks down. No, I did see that scene of Pretty Woman. You're right. This mm-hmm. is exactly like Pretty Woman. Mm-hmm. I have seen that part. That's funny. She's wearing a Captain America earring. Did you see that?
Look at that. Yeah, that is trash. You're right.
It's very becoming.
That was the stilo back
then. I agree with her mom. Don't I wish you were on top of a wedding cake? I cannot stand, baby. Her accent comes in and out. Like it's
kind
of like
the accent?
It's like a fake accent.
Okay, what the heck, Blaine? You're rolling around in the hay. This is gonna happen. You know, yeah. Touching your face in a creepy way, and then all of a sudden you're not answering her phone calls.
Yeah,
that is just mean.
Really.
He's a major appliance.
Yeah.
Has to repeat it.
A note, dear. Yeah, she should have worked it with the parents like Ducky did.
Mm-hmm. Blaine's mom doesn't even know who she
By
is.
By the way, that picture of Andy's mom looks like it was like from 70 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's just... if they just found... It's like in the prop room at the studio or what. But
this one will work. I like her robe.
That's a great robe. Yeah.
Now the creative juices will start to flow. Or not yet.
No. Oh no, it's the other storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have to have this parental thing.
I actually like her dad a lot. Like the actor's doing a great job.
Yeah, what's that guy's name?
I don't know, but
he's in stuff.
They talk about how he was... They really wanted him to do the movie or something, so... He must have been kind of well-known back then.
How do I not know his name? It's, Oh, Harry Dean Stanton, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't do it, Andy, no! Oh, yeah, he's in Big Love. Did you ever see Big Love?
Nope.
The HBO series?
Yeah, he's the head polygamist on the
I've never seen it.
In the compound. He's in tons of movies. I'm not even gonna go through his movies, he's in so many.
Where'd she get her training?
I don't know.
Her clothes making training?
Mm-hmm.
Probably over the past, by default, over the past few years because they've been poor.
Mm-hmm. That's what I kind of gathered.
And her mom, fortunately, her mom didn't take the sewing machine with her.
Yeah, Harry Dean does an awesome job in this scene.
See, it's a good thing this happened that takes Andy's mind off her heartache.
It's true.
See, it's a really blessing. Excellent delivery. I always thought the second yes had a great delivery. It's Is that how she could get into the club? Because she's 18?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Is Ducky only 17? Is one of those kind of clubs?
Maybe.
What? Am I missing something?
Because remember whenever she went into the Cats, she asked Iona.
Oh,
she
asked, that's
you
right.
Know, she's like, how did he get in here? And she said, I told him he was my kid.
Oh. You know what? I've always wondered about that.
And of course, this is a foreshadowing that that poor guys can't get the women they want. And we see this with Blaine later, not to give too much away.
Gosh, I can't wait for the dressmaking scene. Even though the dress is hideous, I just love the dressmaking scene.
Oh, girl, it makes me want to punch a baby in the face. It makes me so angry.
When she gets, when she gets the shears scissors
to Iona's dress, I want to scream.
Andy's so wise.
Hey, I'm looking at the soundtrack here, and the Smiths, they call it Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I don't...
Isn't That's it the called
title,
um,
I thought.
Oh.
I always thought that was the title.
What was the other Smith songs he sang?
Panic?
Mm.
That's the one that we're talking about. That's the one in
No,
like...
yeah, I know. It's the one, it's like one of the ones that I actually know.
Oh, How Soon Is Now? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. Which one's that?
It's the famous one that goes with the guitar that goes, bow, bow, I am the sun and the air of the shyness. Yeah. The most overrated Smith song. It kind of bugs me that that's always the Smith song that they always play. And it's a pretty good song. It's very different.
Yeah,
but
I like that song a lot.
It's very far from my favorite Smith song. In fact, I got mad at, I posted on Todd Newcomb's blog. Because he was doing, you know how he does Todd's iPod?
Oh,
and
right.
He did, for the third time in a row when he did a Smith song, he did How Soon Is Now. And I posted this really sarcastic, so what are you saying? That the Smiths are some kind of one-hit wonder? Because you only play one song of theirs on your big Todd's iPod that we've apparently never heard that's for the masses and everything. And one of Todd's acolytes got on and was like, so what, do you want to just hear Green Day or something? Man, what is with these listeners? Listen to something else if you don't like what Todd plays.
Oh, please.
And I'm like, you have no, you completely missed the point. I'm saying, play more Smith songs, you know? Isn't that what you want to hear? Anyway, so that's the Smiths. Hardly even in this movie, you know, it took me like 5 times watching this before I even noticed that Smith song was in here.
Yeah.
And fade out music. Okay.
See, no, I love this though, because if she wouldn't have stood there and stared him down, he would have been a coward and he wouldn't want to went up and talk to her. I love that she just totally wasn't afraid and she's just like, you're full of crap.
Mm.
You have to own it.
Somehow Steph corners himself. I mean, Blaine corners himself through his poor questioning. It's like, oh, I didn't think she'd say parking lot. Whoops. And I personally think that the excuse he gives is awesome. I think it's a great excuse.
Oh, it's the worst excuse ever.
I mean... What would you rather hear? Like, what is the excuse you would like to be given?
And even when he's saying it, he's like...
He's going cross-eyed when he said that.
Who was it? Jay Moore, when on Saturday Night Live, did this impersonation of Andrew McCarthy that was really awesome. On the sassy talk show. And the talk show host goes, "So, Molly Ringwald, she's so unsassy. What do you think of her?" And he goes, "I love her, man." Oh, there's the principal again. I thought he was just in that one crappy scene.
Oh, it's really just the back of his head, mostly.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't care. Society doesn't understand you, Andy. Blaine does. Look at him go. Now, don't you think it's kind of interesting? Who does Blaine choose to fight? You know? I mean, he really had his choice of these rich, snobby tools, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you'd think the guy who took her away from him would be his prime target. But he kind of shows how true he feels by going after the guy who was the one to insult her, not the guy who...
That's true, yeah.
You know, who kind of... Who also insulted her, but who has a conscience kind of about it, who at least feels bad about it.
What does he do? Is he even in high school?
Maybe that's one thing we didn't see. He's just the creepy 30-year-old.
Seriously.
Maybe he's one of the teachers. Maybe that's... Because we don't see him in class or anything. I don't think we ever said.
That's my favorite line.
You got a problem, friend?
Call some friend.
I think Steph is one of the teachers. That's beautiful.
Look,
he's like
a strut.
What would he teach, do you think?
Oh, ow.
Oh, and his shoes. I love it.
He's like the future business people of America. Those are great pants. I want Ducky's pants. They're like pajamas. See, watch, because he takes off.
And then he jumps for the poster.
All those I was hoping Benny would be one of those names. Benny's not one of those names. See, because he totally spits on the ground and he doesn't get in trouble for
it. Like in front of an administrator.
Yeah. See, that's why he's probably one of the teachers there.
He is not.
He's got to be. No, that's an awesome theory. Yeah, love, you hear Annie Potts in the background.
Singing Copacabana.
Totally singing. See, he's a yuppie. That button's buttoned all the way up, and he does more than a pet shop. He's like the Jason Meyer of the movie, I think. Love.
Banana.
I hate that she's wearing that awful suit coat.
She looks so much better in everything else, but this is her normal look.
I know.
See, well, I'm really in love. What?
Well, I mean, we're not working with a novel here. I mean, we only have 2 hours for people to fall in love.
Yes. They have to move faster, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but really, I mean, even in movies now, like, you don't hear people saying that. I'm in love. After, you know, one date.
Yeah, not after one date. It's usually at the end of the movie. But, you know, I don't mind the jacket so much, but the hair really bothers me.
True.
It's
I think that's the worst thing of all.
It's a mom haircut.
Totally mom haircut.
It looks like Fenton Muley.
I think mom had that exact haircut back in the 80s, actually.
I think you're right.
So, like, have any guys with wife and two kids actually gone to the prom with somebody? I mean, because if they're having an affair, I mean, that's the one rule. You don't go to prom.
I bet it's happened.
It's probably happened,
by the way, I don't think we commented. This is just an aside. At the Morrissey concert, do you see the goth chick that was next to us to the right? She was all with, like, the 50-year-old?
I know, yeah.
That was messed up.
I know.
There was a teenager with...
Well, she was, like, 20.
Yeah, but still extremely young, and this guy so much older than her. Ew, it was disgusting.
Yeah, not good.
Well, I was kind of offended just because he wasn't a 50-year-old kind of goth. I mean, at least she had her image.
Exactly.
He was just a normal guy, and he was 20 years older.
What do you guys talk about?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you don't talk.
Yeah.
See, good old Iona gave her the dress. And yes, my favorite scene coming up.
Guess who does the music?
Boo.
Who's doing the music right now?
Who is that?
It's New Order.
New Order.
It's New Order. This is the second New Order song in the movie, I think. Or wait, no, maybe it's a third. I think we may have been talking during the other one, because I know there are three.
They played some when she was outside Iona's apartment before, I think.
Really? Oh, I want to rewind it.
Why are you acting like you're actually creating an actual pattern? You know you're just doing a hack job. I think it's insulting that she's acting like she's thinking this through.
No, she totally is. Look, she's putting the fabric, comparing it.
Well, a friend of mine said that, like in the TV guide, you know how, like, it has a movie, and it has, like, a two-sentence blurb about what the movie is? She swears this is true. She said, Pretty in Pink was on, and the blurb said, woman gets dumped for the prom, but decides to make her own ugly dress.
Oh, wow.
Oh, see, look, that picture is like 70 years old, or 30, or 50. So it's old. Like 40 years before the movie. Oh, her hair was kind of cute there. Mm-hmm. Made her look young. It's like, oh, and that dress is coming apart at the seams. Literally, that's so sad.
And Steph has a cig in his mouth.
I love that guy. No, Steph is so cool. Oh, here it is, the big reveal.
So awful.
See, it looks like she's wearing an 80s Peg's pant leg.
Oh, it's so awful.
That's so true.
Everything about
it.
Okay,
like
according to the director's commentary, he said, like, when the costume designer pulled out the dress, he, like, freaked out. He's like, no, no, this can't happen. It's hideous. But the costume
designer...
John
Hughes was saying it was hideous?
No, it was Howard Deutsch. Oh. And maybe John Hughes was saying it too, but the costume designer's like, well, no, it makes sense, though, because she wouldn't have made that great of a dress, but she still was proud enough to come in this dress that she made. Oh, I gotta... Hang on.
John just left the room. We have no idea what he went to get.
He left the room in a frantic sprint.
Oh, check out these dance moves, though. Yeah.
Oh, man. Classic.
And then the two people slow dancing for whatever reason. I don't know.
Well, they don't know what's happening. They don't really play the music for him while they're filming.
Okay, this song, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, the If You Leave, huge song. It was made just for this movie.
Ooh, but let's see. That guy do that pirouette.
Made just for this movie?
Yeah. Okay, we're on chapter 13 out of 15, and let's see how much longer the song lasts. I'm playing it out there on that stereo to see how much...
Okay.
To see if this syncs up, right.
Okay. Woo! Oh, man, 80s moves. That's the best.
That's like a scene from Footloose, kind of, I don't know. Okay, now.
And get serious.
Now, is it a really bad idea to have the prom in a hotel?
It's rule number one.
Oh, there's Gina Gershon again.
Okay, and tons of 80s. Remember, She's Out of Control Girl? That was at a hotel.
Was it? I never saw
it. Yeah, it was. That's
but
right.
I love it. Steph's tie is already off. He's ready to completely take away.
He's ready to get serious and go upstairs.
And the thing is, we know from like a week earlier that Benny is very willing to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she obviously hasn't, because she said it's another step away from her. Maybe she meant like a step past the losing of the virginity.
Maybe, that must have been what she meant.
But, okay, the song is still playing. What was I going to say? Oh, I lost my thought on something else. Something about the hotel thing. Oh, yeah, I was going to ask this. Were there any prom babies at your school?
Yep.
I don't know. There was
one.
Because that's what they're asking for when they have the prom at a hotel.
Oh, yeah, they're just asking for it.
In the girl I was dating in high school, she went to a different high school, but she had, like, apparently there were several, like, she could name the specific prom babies. There were, like, there were 10. They like, the next year they were holding them during graduation.
Oh, my gosh.
So how does... Blaine looks pretty good here, doesn't he? He looks pretty good, right?
It's Ducky!
But I'm serious. He looks good. Like, with the way he took his sunglasses off and... It works, right?
Yeah, it works.
And okay. She's so happy that
And she can't
there.
Run because her dress is pegged.
Was she wearing a bra? What's the bra situation?
You know what? It didn't... I don't think I she's... Love, I don't think she's wearing
one. I love how
one.
You always have to determine who's wearing a bra in movies.
She is not wearing one.
I don't appreciate that. Yeah. I don't like that.
Well, dresses like... Like gowns, you don't often wear bras, do you?
Yeah, yes, you but totally there's support. Do. Or there's a built-in shelf.
Right, so she probably didn't do it. She just had fabric covering her chest.
I hate that
she doesn't
dress
know
even
how
more
to,
now.
How to build the built-in shelf.
I don't know why I didn't ever notice that before. But John is correct. I do check. I do have the bra check. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
And Ducky her hair is looks such great. A good friend for being there for.
Oh, wait. Oh, the music is still playing out there. This is a kind of a long song. Did you hear
Caesar.
The loop? Did you hear the obvious loop when the song started over just now?
Yeah.
Okay, now this... Look at Blaine's hair. It's completely... He's wearing a wig. From here on... No, he is. Look, from here on, this is the reshoot. This is the tacked-on ending after all the girls
so
said
he really is wearing a wig.
Yeah, he is.
His hair does look horrible in these scenes.
Okay, but look at this. I guess holding hands is a big deal because they had a close-up of it, specifically.
But it means... it means something different then.
Hmm.
You can tell I'm getting tired whenever I mix up my...
Okay, now, do you remember last time we saw this? We had a huge debate over what Blaine says at the end.
Yes.
So we have to watch for this. Now, if you remember right, Blaine says, I believed in you, you just didn't believe in me. That's what we thought he said. But when we saw it at Broovies, I thought, oh my gosh, I think he said, I just didn't believe in me. And when I checked the IMDb, he says, I didn't believe in me, even though I think they took that line out.
I remember this discussion.
Okay, and do you remember we had at the time we had the VHS copy and we checked the closed captioning and according to that he said I didn't believe in me, but we all said no, I heard you didn't believe in me.
Right.
So
which
let's see
I
if
hate.
We can hear.
I've
let's see if we can hear which
line.
One it is. I'm turning it up. Okay.
Close the door.
Awkwardness. Ow.
Awkward. Ducky's there.
I don't remember her saying that.
She did.
Okay, according to this, the captions are different on the DVD than they are for VHS. But officially, the captions say, you didn't believe in me.
Mm-hmm. Which makes...
Which is ridiculous.
Right.
It would be great if he said, I didn't believe in me. And he put the blame on himself. Because she did absolutely nothing wrong.
Right. I've always hated that he said that.
It doesn't make any sense. He's like, I left you. And then he comes and gives her a guilt trip
at
the prom.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And then Ducky has a huge change of heart. But he is like the others. He just admitted it.
I know.
See, I think at this point, Ducky's realizing, you know what? I can do better.
I think maybe he is.
He's like, look how sweet I look. I bet Buffy the Vampire Slayer would like me in this outfit.
Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, she does.
Okay, I think we established that this song is not this long. It's been going on for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. There she is.
Well, hello.
I love how she's like, I've never seen him before.
Mm-hmm. And then I love this.
Well, so maybe she's someone's cousin who goes to an all-girls school or something, and so she's just looking for the one single guy at prom, maybe.
And he looks at the camera. That's great.
Beautiful timing and looking at the camera. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Bling. And she's walking so funny. Because that dress. Well, her dress makes her walk funny.
And it's the awful 80s heels. The little low heels. See, I just don't...
See, she had a prom baby, probably.
And then tomorrow, Blaine is going to be... Love this,
you know? It's not like, yes, you know, when I see that.
Well, I think the sequel to Pretty in Pink, she's going to wind up with Steph. Because remember, she's like, this house is so beautiful. This is my favorite one. And that's Steph's house. So maybe like a little princess fairy tale. Ultimately, she winds up with Steph.
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
Is this Pretty in Pink? And what song is this? Is it Pretty in Pink for the fifth time? Time in the movie. Alexa Kennan.
Well.
That's who died.
Good riddance.
Alan Kate, English teacher.
Dweezil. Dweezil Zappa.
Okay, so let's...
Rock Diedrich. That's a good name.
I don't stunts, remember all of these.
What stunts were needed?
Maybe the fight. Maybe there were stunts there.
Oh, Spader's such a wuss.
Or maybe the makeout scene. Maybe they need stunts
Vicarilla,
for that.
Vicarilla.
Well, I'm turning the volume down because I think we're yelling because we had it really, really cranked up to hear that stupid line that Blaine says. So, Monica, did you change your mind at all? Or
you know what? Well, I'm not totally convinced yet, but after watching this movie for I don't know how many times I've watched this, you guys kind of, you've helped me start to think about the whole thing. So maybe I need to watch it another 100 times.
Okay.
But yeah,
of course,
I mean,
totally changes.
Blaine's jerkiness definitely came out a lot more.
I just don't believe it. I just don't think that the development of Blaine truly, me believing that Blaine really is into her, and she really, I don't know. I just don't think enough development.
Well, there was something with the editing, too. I mean, well, you can tell they were trying to make him, like, be such a tortured soul and stuff.
Well, the problem is she was supposed to end up with Ducky, according to the story. At least that's what I heard, that's what I read, that's what the thing. And so they had to reshoot the ending.
Okay.
To accommodate the fact that she ultimately winds up with Blaine.
Hence the wig at the end.
Yeah, hence the wig. If they made the entire movie, you know, with that in mind, then they probably would have, figured out a way to make her ending up with Blaine a lot more believable and not just making it look like they were catering to a test audience.
That's true.
And so I think maybe that's one reason why they made Some Kind of Wonderful. The same team made Some Kind of Wonderful the very next year. Because they wanted to, like, have the right ending in mind for exactly what they wanted to do.
That's interesting. I've never read that much into it, but knowing that they did intend to have her end up with Ducky originally, that does explain why Blaine's whole evolution doesn't really jive with what they show in the movie.
Well, and I think it's interesting. I mean, I haven't heard the other commentary, but as a filmmaker, as a writer, producer, whatever role, I think I'd be bugged that all of a sudden, you know,
they changed,
oh, great, now we got to do this hack job because people are moaning and groaning about our ending. You know what I mean?
You got to get the
audience
out.
That would be really hard. You know, I mean, you spend your whole life, you want to be an auteur, you want to make movies, you want to make art, and... you know, all these mall girls change your mind for you.
Mm-hmm. Brits, I'm telling you.
Brits, I don't know. Anyway, that's. We're done now, so that's it. Next week, I'm hoping Some Kind of Wonderful. You want to do Some Kind of Wonderful?
Yeah. I love that movie.
All right. Okay, let's do it. Okay, we're stopping it right now. See you later. Bye.